Just one halacha from the Ben Ish Chai on the seder of the kiddush, the way one is supposed to make the kiddush on this Shabbat. Ze seder hakiddush amyusad al pi divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. Ahar tefilat arbit yikanes lebeto. Of course, you come home first from synagogue. Shikanes them koma shulchan. When you get to the table, Yomar bekol ramu b'simchay etera Shabbat shalom. Vinashek yide abi vide imo imim b'chayim. If your parents are alive and they're there, so of course you go kiss your father's hand and then your mother's hand. Vistakel b'shnei nerot. Then you look at the candles that are lit. Echad keneged zachor, echad keneged shamor. That's the kavanah you have. And then he comes along and says that the two candles correspond to two hairs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The first candle is the first hair, and the second candle corresponds to the second hair. Even though you lit more than two candles, let's say somebody lit seven candles, you just have to look at two of them and have the Kavanah of Zachor v'Shamor and the two Ehin that we mentioned. And then he says, V'hakach ya'amod b'makom shiyoshev bo, and then stand in your place, Etzel ha-shulchan v'yomar b'kol ram, and then you say, Da hi s'udata d'hakat puhin, like it's written in the Sidurim. V'harkach, then Ibn Ishchai tells us an interesting minhag. Some people do it, some people don't, but it's just interesting to see how the Ibn Ishchai had such kiddusha when they came to the Shabbat table. That the Shabbat table is not like a regular seuda. There's holiness at the table. So his custom was, they would go make a hakafa around the table. Going on the right side, they would walk around the table, and then they would stand in the place where they originally were. They would take the hadas. They would take two hadasim, and one is keneged zachor, and one is keneged shamor, and they would hold the hadasim in their two hands, and they would make the beracha, they would smell it, and they would say, zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad ne'emaru, then they would say, lech nechowach ishel Hashem. And then after they finish making the beracha and the hadas and smelling it, aharkach yachzor lakif ha-shulchan pa'am shenit. The second time they're holding the hadasim in their hand, still, and they walk around the table again, this time, shtika, not saying anything, and they go back and they stand in the original place, be'od the hadas b'yado, or b'yadav, you hold the hadasim in your hand, matuba manaim, he says. Then he says, in matuba manaim, then you make the second hakafa shenit b'hadas, then you made the second hakafa. Now you're standing in place. Yishayir hadas b'yad yimino. Hold that hadas in your hand. And then you say, Shalom Aleichem. So therefore, when you say this, Shalom Aleichem, the hadasim should be in your right hand. V'yomar melech malchei ha-melechim. V'lo yomar mim melech. Like I said in some of the Sidurim. We say, Shalom Aleichem malchei ha-sharet, malchei ha-lyon, melech malchei ha-melechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sidurim, some of it has melech. That's right before the Eshet Chayil, we have a pasuk there, and this kavanot there as well that the Ben Ish Chai tells you. Without any interruption, Yomar, take a pesukim Eshet Chayil. You go right into the Eshet Chayil. There's 22 pesukim in the Eshet Chayil. That's going to get the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Those are the 22 pipes of Shefa that come from above, that bring Beracha down to the world. And then you follow with the song of Azamer Bishbachin, that was written by Rav Ari. And then there's a special Yehera Avak Kameh, which is like a special prayer that's made. And then some have the custom to read another piece from the Zohar Kadosh called Yomah Damet Atera. Even though the song of Azamir Bishbachin, that Izal wrote it to sing during the Sa'uda. But the custom is to say it before the Kiddush. However, if in a case where, let's say, the people are rushing and there's a Torah and things like that, so then Ibn Ishchai says you could say it during the Sa'uda. But again, whether we're not saying that this is halakha, that it's a mandatory item that one must do. Everybody follows the minhag. But again, I'm reading you this just to show you the severity and the holiness of the Shabbat table, that it's very, very distinct and different than any other su'udah that we have during the week.